Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
So if you weren't listening to Friday's show or you didn't catch it on demand, you guys know you can catch it on demand, right? Like every segment is up online at thebertshow.com or any one of our streaming platforms. But she hits us up on Friday and told us that she goes out with this dude one time and he's like, I don't want to date anybody else, which could be romantic or it could be controlling, right? Then we get her on and she's like, well, it's not really what he said. He said, yeah, he doesn't want to see anybody. He just would. That's sort of his strategy behind dating is one at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was going to ask her to do the same thing.
Yeah, so he did. I mean, their first date, he's like, this is how I date. I date one person at a time. I feel it's disrespectful to date multiple people at a time, that you can't really give somebody your all. So that's his preference. That is his dating preference, to date one person at a time. And not only is it his preference, but it's what he requests of the person that he's dating. And he's like, I prefer the person I'm dating only to date one person at a time. So you are more than welcome to have your dating preferences. We were just trying to determine, is this just him being preferential or is this him being controlling?
It does feel controlling to me. But she was going to say like, hey, I just want to let you know, I understand that you're not going to be dating anybody, but that doesn't really work for me all that much, and see if he demanded it or not. That was really the test going into the weekend. And here's Vanessa back. Hey, Vanessa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so set up the second date for us now. Where do you guys go? Are you getting nervous about having to answer this request? Where was your head at going into the date?
I mean, I knew it was going to be a little bit like a more involved date, I guess. He took me to a really nice dinner. We actually got dressed up a little bit, which was really nice. And I was definitely a little more nervous. I will say that. But it was really thoughtful. He knew that I liked Italian, and he took me to one of the best Italian restaurants I've ever been to.
Okay.
And so I'm like, oh no, what? Like it was all very confusing. So, we go out, and I really like him, and I actually do talk to him about being uncomfortable with him about like the whole not dating other people. And I hate confrontation. I hate this stuff, but I had to say it because I have to say, the other day you guys really emboldened me. Like, wait, this could be a little off. This could be a red flag. But anyway, so I told him that I do respect how he feels, for himself, but if he wants to do that, that's okay for him. But, I'm uncomfortable with rules being placed on me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's totally reasonable.
Right? Okay. And, God, this is so tough. So anyway, he did tell me that he wasn't putting rules on me.
Okay.
And he did say that I am welcome to go out with another guy if I meet someone that I'm interested in. However, he feels as though if I do meet someone and I'm interested in wanting to go out with that person, then that's a sign for him to move on. Because he said that if I meet someone and I'm attracted to and want to go out with that person, then that means like I'm not as interested in him.
That's a fair point.
That,
is it?
Right? And vice versa. Like he said, if he meets somebody, it's like, oh, then I can tell that I'm not that much into Vanessa because he wouldn't be as interested in wanting to go out with that person.
I mean, interested is one thing, but putting so much value on that one date feels unfair and manipulative to me.
It doesn't feel manipulative, but it does feel extreme. Mm-hmm. Like it feels extreme to me that you're forcing something so serious so fast. It's not coming across as manipulative, but I just don't know how successful of a dating tactic that is.
Yeah, like very few times are you going to be on a first date and go, okay, this is it. Checks all the boxes, right? So by you saying like you're not allowed to go out with somebody else, it just seems super, I don't even know you like that just yet.
But I don't think he's saying that you have to check all the boxes. I think what he's saying is it's not like you're like going to go on one date and this is going to be the person you're going to be with forever. What he's saying is this is the one person I'm going to date right now. And if somebody else does catch my eye, then maybe that's a sign that I'm not as interested in this person as I thought I was.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I think he's just investing too much too quickly, because for a second date, for you to already decide that you want to be exclusive, I think is a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. You will have that conversation about exclusivity at some point. And I think, you know, after 3, 4, 5 dates, that's a little bit more appropriate. But so early on to say that, like, you are the only person I'm going to focus on sounds like you are just putting too much onto this relationship way too soon.
It's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can't handle that pressure.
So what was your response?
Well, I mean, I just said okay, because I do really like him. But I'm just like, you know, I want to explore the field.
Well, you can't have it both ways. Obviously, you said yes to him, so now you're in a committed relationship. All right. But I think what he is saying is that if somebody else comes along, just tell me, and I'll bow out. But it just feels manipulative to me.
Well, this is the thing. I'm still going to swipe right. Like, you know, because I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And then I will say, yeah, like, you know, I really like you. And, you know, but I'm going to have conversations with other guys. Let me just say that. And then I'll be very honest with this guy that, you know, I'm now in an exclusive relationship with. You know, I will say, you know, I did start talking to people and I didn't go on a date, but unless I really go on a date, I'm going to be transparent and honest.
Yeah, it is awkward to think, like, when you're introducing him, like, no, this is not my boyfriend, but we are exclusive.
Right.
It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around.
All right. Well, keep in touch with us. I would love to see how this plays out over the next couple of days and next couple of weeks. But please keep in touch with us. OK,
well, yeah, because like I said, I'm still swiping right and I'm supposed to have a date, another date with him next weekend.
OK, let us know how it goes. And see how you're feeling about it.
Okay, I will.
Take care, Vanessa. Bye-bye.
Very weird. Bye. Thanks.
The Bird Show.